Hello, my friends. Welcome to our together long run. We've done a together race, but this is the part of our Venice Beach LA collection, and I'm excited you're here today. I want us to begin, as we always do, with some kind of nature grounding. As I look out, what I see, I mean, this is like a postcard. I see some, maybe not mountains, but very steep hills, canyons. I see a beach, I see white sand and a blue water. I may well jump in the water when we finish this run. I see palm trees and just so much nature around me. So I want you to find a way to ground yourself, whether that is through just feeling your feet on the ground, knowing that even if you're standing on cement, you are still on this Mother Earth right now. You are still here. You're still connected to nature. And if you do have the ability, as you usually do, to connect with some element of nature, go touch it with your fingers, with your toes. Well, maybe not with your toes, but then you wouldn't be able to start your run. Let's just ground in. I am going to touch some sand, because I don't often get to touch sand. And should we begin? Oh, I haven't set my GPS. So today we're going to do a long run. That's a 90-minute run, a little bit longer. Maybe if I can handle it, I might do a little bit longer. We will see. I can't tell you that at this point. You will know when you listen to this how long this run is. But I'm going to shoot for 90 minutes. And we're going to do this together. I've got a few things I'd love for us to talk about, discuss. And beyond that, we'll just see where things go, see what comes to mind. So you ready? We're going to begin in 3, 2, and 1. So we're starting off this run in Venice Beach, right where everything is happening. There's Muscle Beach nearby, there's the Venice sign, there's the I'm literally blanking on them, even though I know I've just seen them. why can't I think? Oh, the skate park is another one. There's all the, everything that you see is here. I'm staying in this beautiful hotel, and it's pretty unique. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But first, I want us to begin, as we always do, with a grounding to our bodies, connecting with nature. We're going to do a body scan. And what I want to ask of you today, we're going to do a few different body scans and check-ins throughout, as it is a bit longer. And we are actually going to continue our strides, but I'm going to only have a 60-minute exit out and a 90-minute exit out. We're gonna leave the 30-minute today, but we will do two strides at 30 minutes. So I just want to share a few little tweaks throughout. Okay, so let's begin with our body scan. Want you to take a nice deep breath as best you can with running. I just saw there's a mural there that says "Rest in Peace" and a picture of Kobe Bryant with his daughter, which is kind of amazing to see. Okay, take one more deep breath. What is it you smell? For me, I smell a mix of things. I smell the ocean, that kind of beach smell. I smell some more unpleasant smells. I smell like fried food. And it's kind of a lot of, usually on these runs, as often as you may know, I say, I don't know what I smell. Today, that's definitely not the case. Like now I smell potatoes. It's just like constant changing of what's around. But that's, you know, I'll tell you more about that, but that's part of the beauty of this area and why I wanted to take us on a run here. And the whole point of this is that I want you to feel like you are here. so I will maybe veer from the what I'm talking about at times to share things with you, just because the reality is if we were running together we would be kind of pointing out and looking at various things as we saw them. So right now I see a man who just passed me rollerblading. You may have heard that noise. And he's holding a little fluffy dog, very fluffy dog. So that's just, you know, kind of things you'll see. And by the way, the music, you just like, we're gonna hear so many different chunks of music as we go, and I just love that. All right, so let's go on and begin for our body scan. We're gonna start at the top of our head, then we're gonna work our way down to our toes. Okay, ready?
Yes. Underground Railroad.
We're starting at the top of our head, working our way down through our eyes, around the back of our head, coming back to the front, going into our nose and mouth, making sure everything's nice and relaxed and loose. We're going to go down into our neck, around the back to our back of our neck, and down into the shoulders, tops of the shoulders, into the upper arm, the lower arm, and into the wrist and palm of your hand. Just feel that with your fingers gently on the top of the hand. Going into the fingers. And coming back to the main part of the body. Through the chest. And into stomach, going into the hips and pelvis, going into the top of the leg, to the quads and the hamstrings, the back of your knees, the front of your knees, going into the calf and shin, your inner ankle, your outer ankle, into your heel, into your arch, into your top of your foot, into the ball of your foot, and finally into your toes. How's everything feeling? Me, I've got a little ache in the heel of my foot. Hopefully that fades away. And also got just a little heaviness in my legs, probably from yesterday. Still a lot of walking around and riding around. But we'll check in with our bodies later to see how we're getting on. Okay, done our body scan. I'm going to do our senses check-in in just a minute, and I want you to just take a moment to think about where you are. We're going to be going today into our run here in Venice Beach. We're running towards Santa Monica. We're definitely going to make it to Santa Monica, probably run on the pier. So you're going to be in my world a lot today. But I want you to just firstly think about and be grateful for where you are. It's often easy with things like this where you might see someone traveling and doing all these exciting things and think you never get to go anywhere and your run is so boring. Maybe you don't. Maybe you're more mature than I am. But I think that too sometimes. And it can be frustrating. And so I want you to just take, let's take a minute to just think about where you are. And even if it's not ideal, and even if you have to run the same stretch over and over, what are some things you do appreciate about it? And I'll try and do the same from where I live and where I'm home. And let's just go ahead and do that before we do a senses check. dig in a little bit more if you kind of come to the end. Just one more minute. What do you appreciate about where you are? Okay, thank you for taking the time to think about that. For me, at home, I'm grateful that it's not too hilly. It's kind of got rolling hills everywhere, which are good, but not like San Francisco kind of, you know, walking up a mountain every direction. And I'm grateful that I feel safe there. Very, you know, just a good place to be for me to just feel comfortable being myself around. And granted, where I live, would I feel safe if I was a person of colour? Maybe a little bit less. That's one of the privileges for me of being a white woman, yeah. But I also feel grateful that I can go off in lots of different directions. There's no real block in any direction stopping me from exploring. What's one more? I haven't thought of these ahead of time, in case that wasn't clear. I'm just grateful that I have Forest Park nearby that I can go to and trails nearby when I need to. It's got people doing a workout on the grass there. Okay, so we are in Venice Beach, heading towards Santa Monica, and as I said, you are going to be hearing and experiencing a lot of my runs. You obviously have two other ones of these in this pack, but there is also a live group run on the main Running For Real free, Running For Real feed that is free. If you'd missed that one, you can go back and find it. I did a group run with All Birds, and it was really an amazing morning. And you're going to hear this. Some pretty impressive stories of things people have been through. We had a Miss Alaska with us. We had someone who had been through a triple bypass surgery just 5 weeks before. You're going to hear from people who have overcome all kinds of things and are so vulnerable with their hopes and dreams for the future. So these are very chill and very just you and I. But if you want more of a uplifting, that's very, very senses heavy, that's a good one to go check out. Okay. Right, so let's go ahead and do our senses check-in. I just want to say, as we would definitely be acknowledging this if we were here. I know we leave sight for last, but right now I can see the Santa Monica Pier with a Ferris wheel and a roller coaster and all kinds of stuff and colours, bright colours, to my left. We'll probably get there in, I don't know, 5 to 10 minutes. But yeah, we definitely, if we were running together, would be pointing that out at this moment. Okay. So we're going to begin, as I said, with our, well, we actually, did I get distracted? We did the deep breaths, didn't we? We did the deep breaths before the body scan. Let's go. Oh, I did the smell, didn't I? Did I just get distracted? I must have done. Okay, let's continue. What is it you taste right now? Me, I take my toothpaste, brush my teeth immediately before I left. I want you to take, if you want to take your headphones out, you can. If you want to just listen to the sounds of being here, you're welcome to. But I want us to take a minute to just listen. What is it our ears are picking up? Where is our attention drawn to in our ears? Let's just take a moment for that now. Few more seconds. Okay. What did you hear in your surroundings? What jumped out to you? Well, when you were listening to mine, what jumped out? So many different noises going on here. At any one time, I'll go through now and list them. I hear a bike, I hear the wind, I hear footsteps, I hear like sand being kicked, I hear people talking, I hear someone snot rocketing. Nice. And that's not what I wanted to hear. I hear the ocean, I hear cars, yeah, there's all kinds of things, and this is a quiet stretch I'm going through right now, believe it or not. Coming up to the Santa Monica Pier. I think I'm going to see some steps. I haven't been on the pier in probably 10, maybe 15 years. So, see if I recognize anything. And so next in a minute, we're going to do our sense of touch, tactile. It's just going to mean you're going to follow your awareness. See where your attention goes within your body, inside, on the outside, whatever else feels right for you. We're on the bike lane to move. Okay, so let's go ahead and do that. What is it you feel? Going up the steps right now. Oh, I think I might walk. If I distracted you, bring yourself back to your body. How is it you feel? A few more seconds. Sharing. I'll do mine in a second, but right now I'm going past the fair section. It's all kinds of rides, and it's just like it literally is like a fairground up on a pier. Ah, that noise is the best noise, isn't it? I might just stop for a second. You can keep on running when we get to the end. I just want to, all right, will you do this with me? I'll make us do 91 minutes, okay? So, well, let's just go ahead and stop our watches. Ready? 3, 2, and 1. Will you stop with me? Let's just listen. I love it. Right below me, breaking. I just love it. feel like I should take a picture. All right, let's do that. All right, you're not gonna know any different, but I'm gonna pause you and take a picture so you can see with this pat when you look where this picture is. Okay? All right. I guess it continued recording all the time. Good to know. Alright, I think you heard me taking it. Okay, so now we're gonna ready to start our watch again in 3, 2, and 1. You didn't start your you didn't stop your watch. You can be an overachiever. Okay, so we're going back the way we came now. I'm gonna go up to the next bit of the pier. So let's go ahead, I'll tell you my sense of touch now. What do I feel? I feel the wood panels below me kind of giving way a little bit. There's, you know, they're obviously kind of old and have had wear in different places. I can feel the phone in my hand, some sweat on my nose. I can feel my shorts on my legs. These shorts are a little bit longer today, so I was more aware of them. I can feel the sun on my shoulder. I can feel my breath a little bit tight. Oh, can't go that way. Maybe we can't go any further up. Let's have a look. I can feel bumps under my feet. And I can feel the sea breeze. Okay, let's see where we can go now. Ah, there's another stretch we can go on. I'm just gonna run up the pier, the other part of the pier. I'm going to tell you in a few minutes about a special pier to me. Why the ocean means so much to me. I think, you know, morning. I think it's good on each of these to have a element of just a story, a memory to share, because it always feels good for bonding with those. And I'd love if you want to reach out after you listen to this and tell me your story that you wanted to share. Maybe something my sharing in a memory that came to mind for you when I shared it. Whatever feels right for you. Okay, so final sight. What do you see? I'm going to give you a minute. Just go ahead and have a look. What is it that you see? Make sure, as I always say, but just in case you don't already hear this, make sure you pick out a detail. You can look all around, let your attention go as it does, but just make sure during this time you pick one thing that is a small detail that you pay attention to that you typically wouldn't. So let's go ahead and checking with our sight. More seconds. Okay. What is it you saw? Where did your awareness go? What was the detail you picked? If you forgot that assignment, look for something now while we're talking.
Yeah.
me. I saw the guy that said good morning to me just a few minutes ago. I see a donut place. I see lots of souvenir-y shops. Piers Burgers. I see dangling lights. I see a hill up ahead. A sign that says Santa Monica. I see the Bubba Gump shrimp. I see a car. Kind of looks like it doesn't belong on the pier. I see the parking lot and the palm trees. I see a solar panel. I see the beach. Yeah, so many things I could pick out. So many. Okay, I'll pick a detail though. Above, on the like street level, up above at the top of that hill, I see, how am I gonna get down? Let me figure this out first. I don't wanna go down that. That ginormous hill. I get down. So one detail I was seeing was the street level high up. Here's the steps. I could see these trees. You knew it was going to be trees, right? I could see these trees that are not palm trees. And I found out the other day that palm trees aren't even native to this area. Which is quite funny because it's kind of what you think of California, right? But they've got like lots and lots of trunks, like maybe 5 to 10 per tree, and they're not a very big tree. And I just love seeing stuff like that, seeing the different ways nature can put herself together in different places, you know, whether that's brought in by accident or whether it's native to the place. I love it. So that's a detail that I was paying attention to. Okay. Now getting back on our path. And so, at this point in the run, we've got 5 minutes before we're gonna do our first steps rides. And I don't know if I wanna start the story about the pier that means a lot to me. So I think instead, why don't you go ahead, as we were just talking about different trees, see if you can look around you while you're running, see if there is a tree that is in your area that you maybe don't see in other places, or maybe you do, but maybe it's kind of an iconic thing that reminds you of home. Maybe if you were to see one of those, when if you moved away somewhere and you saw one of those, it would remind you of home. Just be looking all around. And if you are somewhere that doesn't have a lot of trees, you can just think about it. What is it that comes to mind for you? For me, I don't know why, a willow tree comes to mind. My parents had a willow tree in our backyard when we moved to our house. And they cut it down almost immediately because it was damaging the house and covered the whole back garden. And I still don't know how I feel about that, to be honest. But, you know, I was 5, so I didn't have any say in the matter. But what is it that comes to mind for you? Just go ahead and take a few minutes now. Digging in a little bit more to that story, to why that is. Okay, you for sharing with me. Appreciate you paying attention to nature, or at least thinking about nature. It's not available to you right now. It really is just astounding when you take the time to think about it, how it grows everywhere and anywhere. Like the other day I was here in near a parking lot, and there just was vines that had grown all the way up the building and under the various levels of the car park, the parking lot, like on the ceilings. These vines had just like grown along the ceilings. And I just thought, wow, you know, even if we as humans destroy this world, what we think we're destroying it, we'll just be destroying ourselves. Nature will prevail. She will find her way through, and she will continue. So, I know that's kind of a very, what's the word, like deep things to say, maybe not even deep, but that gives me hope, because, you know, even if we destroy ourselves, it's sad, horrible, I believe we won't do that, but even if we won't destroy this like idyllic, just unbelievable example of a life or a living planet. Okay, so we've got 1 minute. So in 1 minute, we're gonna do 2 strides. Now, most of you know what this is at this point. If this is a newer thing to you, or if you need a refresher, I'm gonna do 10 to 15 seconds. We will, 10 to 15 seconds, we're running about 80% of your max. You're not trying to take big steps. You're actually trying to do the opposite and take little steps so that you can propel yourself further forward. These are really good for sneaking in speed, for shaking up the legs, waking them up. And while you might think it's going to tire you out more, it's actually the opposite. It's kind of probably going to energize you in a few minutes after you do it. So we will go ahead and do a stride. 3, 2, and 1. And come to a jog. You can do as slow a jog as you need. If you need, you can walk. It'll take about 30 to 45 seconds, and then we'll go do one more of those, and then we'll get back to our run, get into the conversational. Oh, we haven't even done the mental health bit check-in yet, have we? We'll do that. That'll be our first thing on the agenda, the unplanned agenda. Okay, you ready? In 3, 2, and 1, go. And come to a jog. This is by far, in a way, that most people that would have seen me running along on my own with a microphone. It's funny. Okay, so thanks for doing the 2 strides. You might be feeling a little more tired in this moment as you catch your breath. I know I am, and that's okay. So we're gonna do a mental health check-in now. So I want to ask you, how are you? Really? Just take a minute or two now to think about that. I'll check in a minute. you finish, just dig a little deeper. What else is coming to mind for you? Let all those different emotions come to the forefront, even if they're completely opposing, which we're going to talk about that in a little bit. Okay, thank you so much for checking in with yourself mentally. Sorry, you would inevitably, if we were running together, ask me the same question. How are you? Really? And what would I say? I would say so I just want to note that I'm keeping the timely information out of these, because I don't want you to feel right now like you're, this is something from the past, but I want you to feel like you're with me now. So I just want to be aware of that. There is some things I will withhold just because, you know, I don't want to say what day it is or whatever. Okay, how am I really? I am having a few of those thoughts of like, wow, an hour and a half is a long time to carry a mic. I'm tired. I've had a very busy time and feeling kind of having those. I've had a few of those moments so far. I've been like, oh, maybe I just cut it. Maybe I'll do it another day. You know, those thoughts we do have as runners. But beyond that, going deeper, I feel so much gratitude and love. I was talking to a friend yesterday about, you know, usually when I think about good days, I think, I don't have enough like adjectives to describe a good day, like amazing, incredible, the best, you know. But then my friend said, Elizabeth said, it's just a day of gratitude or a day of loving life. And I thought that's such a good way of looking at it. So I'm still riding off a high of a day of loving life and hoping today is another one of those days. We can obviously hope that or wish that we did have those every day, but we actually wouldn't want them every day, because in every moment there is, for me at least, I think there are opposing emotions that are always at play. So right now I am feeling so much gratitude and joy and appreciation for this moment right now that I get to take you with me on this run, that I'm running along the boardwalk, that I'm here right now. But I also know it's going to come to an end. I know I'm going to have a big come down from visiting and having an amazing trip, as we often do, you know, when you go on a vacation or spend an amazing few days doing something good, when you have to go back to reality, it's a hard thing to handle. So I'm aware of that, feeling sadness for missed memories, feeling sadness for missing my girls. I do miss them, and you know, I know they're missing me, and that hurts that they are, you know, just feeling a bit off. But then I also know that is counterintuitive, but a gift to them, because they get to learn that sometimes mummy's not there, daddy is an amazing dad and can take care of them, or the other caretakers in their life, babysitters or teachers, are still gonna be there for them even if mummy goes away for a few days. And you know, all the other things of them seeing me work hard and seeing me do things for myself, but it's still kind of those opposing emotions, you know. So I'm kind of feeling a bit of everything. Mostly appreciation is at the forefront, but there's a lot more there. And finally, I'm feeling dread because I'm running away from the sun right now. And I know on the way back, it's going to be right in my face. And it's getting hotter and hotter. It's not as hot as it would be in Missouri for me, but it is. I'm definitely going to feel it. So, yeah. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and tell you the story I mentioned about the pier. So for me, I've mentioned before on one of the regular together runs that the beach really holds a special place for me. I think I've mentioned that my grandma lived at the beach. My grandmother, I feel like I have a lot of her traits in me. She lived by the beach. My sister and I, some of our favourite memories were as kids, were going to stay with my grandma for a week at her house by the beach in Paignton, Devon. As you know where that is in England. And so it's always had a special place for me because I just have those memories. Sorry, it's getting very loud for a minute. Just pause. I have those memories there, and my painting has a pier, still got a fairground on it, but it has lots of like arcade games and a few little fair things on it, and donuts. These donuts, by the way, you know those donuts that like are made by kind of the machine draws a little ring and then they just drop into the fryer? Oh, those are my favourite donuts. I don't know what they're called. You only really get them at fairgrounds and for me at the beach. But oh, those are so good. Although I would eat four of them. There's four that came in a tray. I would eat all four and I'd feel so sick afterwards. But they were just so good. It was worth it. And my family would always laugh because like if they bought a pack, one of them didn't like it. So I could always have two. I think it was my mum didn't like them. I could always have two, but then I was like disappointed when I could only have two. So kind of three was the perfect amount, but then my dad and sister would both want one. So typically we would buy two trays, which is, you know, kind of funny. But anyway, I just have such fond memories of that pier and of being with my sister and my grandma, just kind of, yeah, not being with my parents. So a good example of what that was, what I was saying a minute ago about my girls, you know, how good it is for us to get away from those people we rely on the most and spend the most time with, whether you have kids or not, it doesn't matter. We all have those people we feel very safe with, and it's good for us to find a new, or not maybe a new, but different people to be around. Okay. Thinking I'm going to turn around. I know I'm going to turn around in about 5 to 10 minutes. But I think we're going to take, let's just go ahead and do a body scan again, just to check in with how you're doing. So I'm going to have you do it at your own pace, whatever feels right for you. And you're just gonna scan your way down. More seconds. Okay, thank you for checking in, back in with your body. How's it feeling compared to the beginning of this run. For me, everything feels a lot better. Heels gone away, feeling more normal with myself, just relaxed. But I still do feel overall a little bit tired. Haven't slept okay, slept well, like I felt like I slept deep, but not long enough the last few nights. So yeah, I think I'm just kind of paying for that on top of a busy day. But you know how that goes, right? Sometimes that's how we feel on a run. Loads of little paddleboarding and surfing. Oh, I love surfing so much. Okay, so I want to ask you, related to what I was saying about that memory for me, I want to go into the discussion part of our run now. I want to ask you, when I say the word home, what does that mean to you? Let's just take a few minutes to think about that. What does the word home mean to you? And there's no right or wrong answer.
It's on 3D already, you just have to add practically a sentence. Versus like when you're shooting the drive, then you kind of like
if you've got distracted. Like, what does the word home mean to you? About 30 more seconds. So much for sharing with me. If you want to, the questions, the prompts, the things we talk about will be in the I don't want to call them show notes, but the like pack that comes with this audio series. You will have a PDF that will contain the questions, so go ahead and share afterwards when you finish your run. Put it on social media, or you can just email me. I'd love to know. For me, what does the word home mean? The first thing that immediately comes to mind is my mum and dad's face at my house in England, my parents' house. That is what comes into my mind as a visual image. But what is home? I think for me, I tend to think of it as a bit of a split, like that is, I think, what I will always consider home. But it means a split of places, because that is home. I also feel where I am with Steve and Bailey is home, and that place may change over my life, where we are. But again, it just, what comes to mind is the three of them together. The people, I suppose. What also comes to mind is here. Maybe it's because I'm here, but I feel like a piece of me got left in California and Southern California. And that does feel a bit like home. It's like that warm and safe and comfortable, just feeling like you belong feeling that I feel right now. Maybe not exactly where we are in this stretch, but just the vibe, the energy here. I feel the same way about Philadelphia, that a piece of my heart is there, that I left a bit of me there, for me there. It's kind of what comes to mind is Valley Green, was it Valley Forge, the green. That feels like a part of home. And Kentucky, there's a little piece of me that's there too, and the same with Michigan. Little pieces of me are all around. And so, yeah, I don't know if it's just because I have moved around so much, but I find it hard to bring the words to mean a building, because it just isn't one. Yeah. Just gonna give you another minute to think about your own reflection on that, because I know when someone shares something with me like that, or I hear it on a podcast, I kind of almost wish I could pause for a minute just to process and think about what they said and what that means to me. So I'm gonna go ahead and give you that. Okay, thank you for joining me in that. We are going to do another set of two strides in 10 minutes at the hour mark. We'll do another two more at the hour and a half mark, just so we get our six in. Probably should have had us do eight, but I feel like we're too late now. Sorry. I'm going to have you challenge yourself in a different way soon. And I want you to, many of you are going to want to resist me. You're going to say, I'm not going to do that, Tina. I'm just not doing it. But I'm going to ask you now to just please do it. And I know for many of you, for me in my past, it would have been such a hard thing to do. But you're going to laugh when I tell you what it is, because it's going to be like, why is that hard? Why should this be hard? And you may even feelings of like, what is wrong with me for finding this so hard? Or you may start to say, that's dumb, I'm not doing that. But, and now I'm building up really big. It's really not, but I think it's important to do. So once I get past this, we're going past that construction-y bit again, unfortunately. So it probably is going to be loud in a minute, so yeah, I can already hear that noise, so I don't want to do it now. So for that, I'm just gonna try and give you a few seconds or a minute to just run. Let your mind wander if you want, try and keep it on running if you want. Just while I go past this construction, I'm gonna take a pause. Okay, I'm coming back around. Okay, so listen to the whole thing before you judge or decide. What I'm going to have you do in just a minute is, should I tell you or should I just do it? All right, we're just going to do it. Okay. I want you to leave your watch running. Leave your watch running, okay? And stop right now. Come to a stop and sit down. I don't care if you're sitting on the middle of the road. Well, maybe not the middle of the road. Sit to the side of the road, please. So find yourself somewhere safe to sit and just sit. Go on, do it. My timer is still running. 54:06:07:08. Just sit. Just have a moment where we're going to be present. I want you to just be in your body, see where your senses go, bring all those senses together, and just be in your body for just 1 minute. We've already done 30 seconds of that minute. You ready? You're just going to be in your body. And if you haven't stopped yet, stop right now, please. And sit. Okay, let's get moving again. 3, 2, and 1. That wasn't so hard, was it? I really hope you kept your watch running. I know that's so hard to do as runners, but I think it's good for us to challenge ourselves in different ways. And that is a challenge to not, you know, I know it's gonna mess up your pace per mile. It's gonna mess up your time. It's gonna whatever. We'll do 1 hour and 31 minutes, don't you worry. But I just think it's so important for us to just be in a moment. We're so used to just our minds being thinking in the past or in the future that I wanted us to just take a minute to be aware of our surroundings right now. And it wasn't even a minute, was it? I talked for a minute for 30 seconds and you only had to sit for 30. So I hope that was a challenge for you. I hope that you can maybe bring yourself to do some of those on occasion, challenge yourself to do that. But I also hope that you learn something about yourself, that you can do that. And also that you kind of feel good after doing it. That you'll remember this moment, kind of like a snapshot of time. You maybe can, like, that's Tina maybe stopping my run. But you'll remember that moment, which is a memory. You're banking. And if you didn't, for some reason, do it, I know it's hard in this moment not to beat yourself up really bad and be like, why didn't you do that? Like, it's not that hard. Like, I get it. And you're okay too. It doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make anything wrong with you. I will do these in each of the Together Run packages. So next time, next one of these you do, do it. Remember how you felt in this moment when you didn't stop. Okay, thank you for that. So in about 2.5 minutes, we'll do our 2 strides. And then we will continue on with our run. In this longer version, I'm taking a few more moments to be with yourself, to be in the quiet, because I think we, that was an older gentleman riding a bike with music, as you heard, but in a Speedo. Love it. Hashtag Venice Beach. And actually, interesting fact about Venice Beach, the hotel concierge guy yesterday was an amazing storyteller, and he told my friend Elizabeth and I about how Venice Beach was originally created, like, to replicate Venice, because there was canals all through the the city, I suppose. There was, I think he said 12 piers between, or 12 jetties, between the Venice Beach area, which is tiny. And he said that they were trying to replicate the original Venice, which is pretty crazy. He said that he was saying about how people would, you know, get dressed up in their Sunday best to come down and walk here. And yeah, just kind of fun fact to learn, which you never would have expected. I mean, obviously the name should have given that away, but yeah, it's just, it was an interesting tidbit I learned, and now I'm passing on to you. Now, if you want to go for a run in the real Venice, Camilla took us on one. You can find that in the regular podcast feed. So if you want to go for a run in the actual Venice, go do it. Okay, we are going to begin our stride. So we're going to do two more. You can jog, walk if you need to in between. If you are going to bow out at 60 minutes, just want to say thank you for joining on this run. I really loved having you. Hope at some point you go back and do this as a 90-minute run. But if you don't get there, that's okay. I think you could also get away with joining in, you know, just for the, as a 30-minute run another day by doing the second half. Okay, are we ready? Let's do our stride. In 3, 2, and 1. Come to a jog. Do one more of these in about 30 seconds ish. It's not actually that bad. Thankfully, the sun, there's clouds in the sky now, blocking some of the sun. So that feels very good. Should be used to the heat, but yeah, sun in your face just never seems to get any easier, does it? Seeing to my left is these big houses or apartments. They're like absolutely beautiful, like on the beach. On the beach. I mean, that's seems crazy to me that they are so close. And I don't even want to imagine. All right, let's do our stride. How much they cost? 3, 2, and 1. I should go look that up afterwards. And then come to a jog. Should look it up, how much they cost. It's probably like 8 billion, not that many, 8 million or something, I don't know. Could be more. Crazy. Venice Beach does have a really long stretch of beach, though. I think it's the water from where I'm running, which is right on the edge, is probably 100 meters away. So it's a really long beach, and then to my left there's probably another 50 meters to those houses. So you got, you know, some space between them and the ocean, but can't help but think about, you know, when things happen. I guess if you've got the money to buy one of those, you can, you figure you'll by the fix. Okay, we are at 62 minutes. Let's go ahead and do a 2-minute time. I've done this in a few of the early together runs. 2-minute stretch of time where I want you to just think about running. To just, not like your running journey, but just be aware of the fact that you are running. You are moving your body. You are able to do this for an hour so far and just run. When so many people can't run for a quarter mile, half mile, 1 mile. And here you are, I imagine somewhat comfortably, running an hour. So let's just go ahead and be in the motion of running and be in a state of gratitude for being able to do that, that our bodies are incredible enough to run for an hour. So I'm going to give you a few minutes to do that and I'll check in soon. Bring yourself back if you've drifted away. Okay, are you able to do it? It's okay if not. It's very hard to keep our minds on something like that for 2 minutes. Probably went in and out, and that's okay. That's expected. And you still did it. And if not perfectly, that's okay. Nothing is perfect. We aren't perfect. None of us are perfect. So you did your best. And that's what matters, right? I want to have now, continuing on with my theme of saying about this place being special to me. I also talk about that in the 60-minute run in this pack. But I want to hear from you. What is somewhere that you have visited at some point in your life and has become a place that you'd love to go back to as much as possible? And maybe that's the same place as what we talked about in the, what we will talk about or talked about, depending on whether you've done it or not, the 60-minute run. But I would love to hear, what is a place to you that you either visited and loved and would love to go back to, or a place that you just very much on your heart as a trip you'd like to make or want to go see? We all have lots of places we'd like to go in our lifetimes, but what's the one that's really on your heart right now? I'd love to know. Another 30 seconds or so more, just to be thinking about that place, what it is about that place you love or miss or crave or want to see. Thank you for doing that. We're now going under the pier, Santa Monica Pier. Ooh, that's a smell and a half. Not a nice smell. Brand new tunnel, under the pier. Lots of people around. We're gonna get into more and more people as we head back towards Venice Beach. We're gonna hear lots more noises and feel, you're gonna be able to feel the energy in this area. Coming out the other side and back onto the beach. Okay, so I wanna ask you, I asked you your thoughts on that place. And again, I'd love to hear that. It's in the PDF, so if you forget on your run, you can check afterwards and send me a message, upload to social media your answer, your thoughts. And to answer that about myself, I don't really have one right now. Not one that's on my mind, because this is it. This is the place that's been, for the last probably year, has been on my mind and my heart about coming here. So right now I'm just feeling, yeah, that presence of being here. So, I don't know, maybe that's the same for you, but for most of us, it'll be, we've got somewhere. Probably in a few days' time, I'll have somewhere else. But I guess it's a good sign that right now I'm still thinking about it, or I'm still not thinking about it. So I'm just going to tell you what I see now. So to my left, there's like all this equipment. There's rings, you know, there's hanging rings for gymnastic, tons of them. There's bars and swings, big adult swings. And there's ropes, like tight ropes that people walk on, just like string up, I don't know, some kind of walking type rope, rope, and they're just walking on them, balancing. It's pretty cool. Should say, we're going for this run mid-morning here. Well, it's not even mid-morning, it's 9 a.m. now. So it's probably, yeah, coming into mid-morning. So it's just starting to wake up. And yeah, we're in California, so wake up's a bit later than many places. But yeah, we're just going along. There's people doing all kinds of activities, and you know, just one of the things I love about most about this place is just the freedom that everyone feels to be themselves. Yesterday in the evening, a friend and I were going on, we were on bikes, just biking along this path we're on now, and we heard a drum circle, which I've never seen before, but is where just a massive group of people come together, sit in a circle and play drums, and they kind of match each other's rhythms, and it's so powerful. And Elizabeth and I, we were watching, and then we'd been saying earlier that day that we wanted to find some way to push ourselves out of our comfort zone, but nothing seemed to come to mind. Elizabeth has suggested there was a group of guys playing basketball. Should we jump in with them? And I was like, oh no, don't think I can do that. And then we saw a snake around a man's neck, and I said, could we? And she said, no, I have a phobia of snakes. So we walked towards the snake, and she was just like, I just can't do it. So fair enough. And then we were standing at this drum circle, and this man says to me, hey, you should go in there. Go in the middle and dance. And I said, oh, no, I can't do that. And he was like, go on, just feel the rhythm, go. And I was like, Elizabeth was like, let's do it. So we went in and we were dancing in the middle of like 50 to 100 people playing drums. There's maybe two or three other people in there, and I kind of danced with her, danced separately. It was really, you know, something I'd never do in my daily life, but it was just the perfect moment to push myself out of my comfort zone. And it's because this area is so it's freeing. Freeing to be whatever version of you you feel like, because quite often we change ourselves, right? Like, even when I think about the outfit I wore yesterday, I wouldn't wear that, I don't think, in St. Louis. I wouldn't wear that in St. Albans. But here, I just felt comfortable to be in that and like that. And, you know, so there's no like self-consciousness for me about what I look like here, what I'm doing, even recording this. You know, it's just be you. And so that's a big part of the reason I wanted to take you on a long run through here, so you could really experience that. So again, with the sharing of stories, I want to give you a minute to think about your, what's coming to mind for you. Is it a moment you did push yourself out of your comfort zone? Is it a moment you thought about it and didn't? Is it a moment you wish you had? Or is it something you could take the step to do? Let's just go ahead and let you think about that now. What's coming to mind? So speaking of that, there's someone doing a robot dance in front of me, just literally, we got the music on, just doing it. That's a perfect example. Alright, continue with your thoughts. For sharing that, and if it was something you have the opportunity to do again, make sure you remember this moment, that you think back to how you felt when you didn't say yes last time and what could come on the other side of if you did. I mentioned about that yesterday with Elizabeth and how I had that hesitation, you know. It would have been so easy. And we talked about this, like, we were riding our bikes, we made the choice to stop, park our bikes, and go watch. That was one choice out of the comfort zone. You know, the simple thing would have been just to continue riding, be like, oh, that's cool, and continue. We made that choice. We made another choice by going up to them, going to put ourselves, immerse ourselves in it. And then, had that man not said anything, I don't know if we would have gone. And had Elizabeth, when that man said something, said absolutely not, I don't think I would have done it on my own. So it's always things that, you know, need to come into play for things to happen like that. But even with that, why did I need her to say yes, for me to say yes? You know, that's something, maybe a challenge I can work on in my future, is even if something like that happens when I'm on my own, saying yes, you know? So, it's an interesting thought. And I'm glad that you've taken the time to think about it in your life. And I encourage you to push beyond that comfort zone boundary. Should I have gone to play basketball with those guys? Probably. Would that have been something I would have regretted? Probably not. I probably would have been so glad I did. But that was a little too far for me at that moment. I don't know if it was just I was still kind of overstimulated for my morning. But and whatever that means to you, do it. Okay, let's go ahead and do one more body scan, checking in with our bodies. You're going to do it at your own pace. Just work your way down through your body. Off you go. Last few seconds. Okay, how's your body feeling now? I actually feel a lot better than I did last time I checked in. And so, yeah, it's a nice, welcome, pleasant surprise. We've got about 10 minutes left, and I think I'm going to take us on a minor adventure detour at the end of this. So stay tuned for that. Final thing, let's talk about, well, I guess with that, what I was just saying about a place that means a lot to you, and also getting out of your comfort zone, I would love if you would tell me those, what those are for you, and let's see if, you know, I can be that person to nudge you along to go do it. I'd really love to hear, especially when it comes to the trip, what is it that's stopping you, that place? Maybe it's financial, and in which case I feel that I really do. Maybe it's time of life with kids. I feel that too, I really do. And there's plenty of other things that could be coming between you that, you know, are genuine reasons, good reasons, not to be able to do it right now. But if you do, be honest with yourself. What's stopping you? Can you find a way? And I'd love to know if that's true. Okay, so yeah, my final thing I want to ask you is, what is a recent book you have read that you feel has impacted you? I'd love to know if you want to share it, but even if not, just taking a few moments to think. It's often a question you hear on like a podcast or something. I want to give you a moment to think about it. What is a book that you have recently read that you feel has really impacted you in some way or another? Let's take a moment to think about that. A few more, maybe another 30 seconds, continue your thoughts. Okay, thank you for sharing. I think I've mentioned before what mine is going to be, which is The Overstory by Richard Powers. Definitely encourage it. It's about just the way we're all connected, the intersection of humans and trees, really impactful, powerful. So yeah, I don't want to go into too much detail because I know I've spoken about that book endlessly, so you may be bored of it. Now we're coming into the true, the known part of Venice Beach. It's a lot, it's still quiet out right now, but it's just a lot of different things going on, as you can probably sense. And coming up, I can see the skate park up ahead of me, and people crowd around the skate park, people 2-3 thick to watch. And it's pretty cool. My hotel has skateboards that you can take and use, which, I'm not gonna lie, a small part of me is tempted. A friend gave me a very basic skateboarding lesson once, and part of me wants to try it. Maybe that's my next comfort zone thing, right? That's what we talked about. When it presents you, I'm in an area where anything goes, maybe I should do it. And again, it's, the thing is, well, I'm by myself, so should I? I don't know, should I? These opportunities present themselves in ways all the time, where we have that little thought of like, oh, I'd do that. Or like, oh, that's cool. So next time you have one of those, go ahead and take it. And I promise, by the time you listen to this, I don't want to say I promise, because there may be something that stops me, I will do my very best to make that skateboarding thing happen. So I'll, you can ask me, report back. Just giving you a little more space to take in these last few moments. In about a minute, we're going to take a right turn. I'm going to take us onto the beach, and we're going to finish with my feet in the ocean, because that's one of the best things about these Allbirds shoes, is you can just slip them on and off. Allbirds tree flyers just slip straight on and off, making it nice and easy to put my shoes on and off. So I just want to show you one more thing, which is that we're coming by the Venice, the famous Venice Beach sign. And passing that right now. And now I'm going to take a right towards the beach. Let's do it. I'll take my shoes off when I get to the beach itself. Going past the skate park, there's people watching. All right, you can keep on running. Oh, strides. That's gonna be tricky. I may be able to do it. I may have you do it. Keep running. I'm gonna take my shoes off. Okay. All beds off. Easy peasy. Run, kind of run. Running in the sand is just so hard. Oh, like nowhere. These palm trees are painted. Never noticed that before. Graffitied palm trees. I'm gonna take me probably the whole time to get there. So close. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you have enjoyed this. I know I'll say that again. I really love to see your pictures of you in this moment. So if you, when you do finish, I know you don't have a beach view, but that's the whole point. Whatever your view of you is, I like to see it. I like to imagine you're with me. So let's go ahead with our final few minutes and just take in your surroundings. First, what do you taste? What do you smell? Oh, the African Ocean smells so good. What do you hear? You can listen to your sounds or mine. Not putting my feet in until we get there, but I am at the beach, at the water now. What do you hear? What do you feel? What's your tactile sense saying? And finally, what do you see? I'll tell you mine in a minute. I see palm trees and clouds and sky and ocean, layers of ocean and surfers and paddleboarders and shells and shimmering reflections, shimmering sand. It's one of those views. Okay. Right, we're at 1:30, but as I made you stop, let's go ahead and do our strides. Ready? 3, 2, and 1. I'm just doing it on the beach too, so you can definitely do it. And come to a jog or a walk. I'm gonna walk. I'm also gonna stop my watch. Ready? We're going to do one more. I'm going to run through a little bit of water to do this one. Sprinkle up, splash up some water on the old toes. You ready? In 3, 2, and 1. Yes! That's good. And come to a jog or come to a walk. I'm going to just walk us in. Set my watch. Oh my god, this water feels amazing. It's cold. I'm walking us in. My hand has a nice imprint of like the volume buttons on my phone. The water is up to my knees. I wish you were here with me. I really wish you were here with me. One day, maybe we will. Ooh. I ask you, where should we come next? Where should we do one of these next? These little blocks, packages. I'd love to hear your suggestions. I'd love to come to a place near you. But in the meantime, take a picture. Show me where you are. It doesn't matter that you're not on... Oh, this is really going to get my shorts wet. It is... Oh, yep. My shorts are safe. It doesn't matter that you're not in California on the beach. I just want to see you. Thank you so much for joining me, my friends. I hope you enjoy the other two runs on the package. And I'll see you soon.